Against Heresies by St. Irenaeus of Lyon, Book 4, Chapter 31. We should not hastily impute as crimes to the men of old time those actions which the Scriptures have not condemned, but should rather seek in them types of things to come. An example of this in the incest committed by Lot. When recounting certain matters of this kind respecting those of old time, the presbyter, before mentioned, was in the habit of instructing us and saying, "With respect to those misdeeds for which the Scriptures themselves blamed the patriarchs and prophets, we ought not to inveigh against them, nor become like Ham, who ridiculed the shame of his father, and so fell under a curse. But we should rather give thanks to God on their behalf, inasmuch as their sins have been forgiven them through the advent of our Lord. For he said that they gave thanks for us and gloried in our salvation." With respect to those actions, again, on which the Scriptures pass no censure, but which are simply set down, we ought not to become the accusers, for we are not more exact than God, nor can we be superior to our Master. But we should search for a type in them. For not one of those things which have been set down in Scripture without being condemned is without significance. An example is found in the case of Lot, who led forth his daughters from Sodom, and these then conceived by their own father, and who left behind him within the confines of the land his wife, who remains a pillar of salt unto this day. For Lot, not acting under the impulse of his own will, nor at the prompting of carnal concupiscence, nor having any knowledge or thought of anything of the kind, did in fact work out a type of future events. As says the Scripture, "And that night the elder went in and lay with her father, and Lot did not know when she lay down, nor when she arose. And the same thing took place in the case of the younger. And he did not know, it is said, when she slept with him, nor when she arose. Since, therefore, Lot did not know what he did, nor was a slave to lust in his actions, the arrangement designed by God was carried out, by which the two daughters, that is, the two synagogues, who gave birth to children begotten of one and the same father, were pointed out, apart from the influence of the lust of the flesh. For there was no other person, as they supposed, who could impart to them quickening seed and the means of their giving birth to children, as it is written. And the elder said to the younger, 'And there is not a man on the earth to enter in unto us, after the manner of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drunk with wine, and let us lie with him, and raise up seed from our father.' Thus, after their simplicity and innocence, did these daughters of Lot so speak, imagining that all mankind had perished, even as the Sodomites had done, and that the anger of God had come down upon the whole earth. Wherefore, they also are to be held excusable, since they supposed that they only, along with their father, were left for the preservation of the human race. And it was for this reason that they deceived their father. Moreover, by the words they used, this fact was pointed out, that there is no other one who can confer upon the elder and younger church the power of giving birth to children, besides our Father. Now, the Father of the human race is the Word of God, as Moses points out when he says, 'Is not he thy Father, who has obtained you by generation, and formed you, and created you?' At what time, then, did he pour out upon the human race the life-giving seed, that is, the Spirit of the remission of sins, through means of whom we are quickened? Was it not, then, when he was eating with men and drinking wine upon the earth? For it is said, the Son of Man came eating and drinking. And when he had lain down, he fell asleep and took repose, as he does himself say in David, I slept and took repose. And because he used thus to act while he dwelt and lived among us, he says again, And my sleep became sweet to me. Now this whole matter was indicated through Lot, that the seed of the Father of all, that is, of the Spirit of God by whom all things were made, was commingled and united with flesh, that is, with his own workmanship. By which commixture and unity, the two synagogues, that is, the two churches, produced from their own Father living sons to the living God. And while these things were taking place, Lot's wife remained in Sodore, no longer corruptible flesh, but a pillar of salt which endures forever. And by those natural processes which appertain to the human race, indicating that the church also, which is the salt of the earth, has been left behind within the confines of the earth, and is subject to human sufferings. And while entire members are often taken away from it, the pillar of salt still endures, thus typifying the foundation of the faith which makes strong and sends forward children to their Father. Chapter 32. That one God was the author of both testaments is confirmed by the authority of a presbyter who had been taught by the apostles. After this fashion also did a priest, a disciple of the apostles, reason with respect to the two testaments, proving that both were truly from one and the same God. For he maintained that there was no other God besides him who made and fashioned us, and that the discourse of those men has no foundation, who affirm that this world of ours was made either by angels, or by any other power whatsoever, or by another God. For if a man be once moved away from the Creator of all things, and if he grant that this creation to which we belong was formed by any other, or through any other, he must of necessity fall into much inconsistency, and many contradictions of this sort, to which he will furnish no explanations which can be regarded either as probable or true. And for this reason, those who introduce other doctrines conceal from us the opinion which they themselves hold respecting God, because they are aware of the untenable and absurd nature of their doctrine, and are afraid lest, should they be vanquished, they should have some difficulty in making good their escape. But if anyone believes in one God, who also made all things by the word, as Moses likewise says, God said, Let there be light, and there was light. And as we read in the Gospel, All things were made by him, and without him was nothing made. And the Apostle Paul, in like manner, There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father, who is above all, and through all, and in us all. This man will first of all hold the head, from which the whole body is compacted and bound together, and through means of every joint, according to the measure of the ministration of each several part, make increase of the body to the edification of itself in love. And then shall every word also seem consistent to him. For if he, for his part, diligently read the Scriptures in company with those who are priests in the church, among whom is the apostolic doctrine, as I have pointed out. For all the apostles taught that there were indeed two testaments among the two peoples, but that it was one and the same God who appointed both for the advantage of those men, for whose sakes the testaments were given, who were to believe in God. I have proved in the third book from the very teaching of the apostles, and that the first testament was not given without reason, or to no purpose, or in an accidental sort of manner, but that it subdued those to whom it was given to the service of God, for their benefit. for God needs no service from men, and exhibited a type of heavenly things, inasmuch as man was not yet able to see the things of God with his own vision, and foreshadowed the images of those things which now actually exist in the church, in order that our faith might be firmly established. And it contained a prophecy of things to come, in order that man might learn that God has foreknowledge of all things. End of chapter 32.